From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Seewert. In Stevens Point, efforts are underway to encourage women to hunt, fish, camp, and participate in other outdoor activities that for years have been more closely associated with men. Becoming an outdoors woman welcomes women of all ages and fitness levels for hands-on workshops that emphasize a supportive environment. It's an effort to make enjoying the great outdoors truly all-inclusive. Peggy Farrell is the director of Becoming an Outdoors Woman. She joins us now to discuss the program. Peggy, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
What does it mean to you personally to share your love of the outdoors with so many other women?
It helps me remember the things that I learned when I was first being introduced to the outdoors and to reappreciate them is one level of it. So it's just really important to me to be able to share what I love with other people. And when I see them get excited about it just kind of brings everything full circle.
How did the program begin and how did you get involved?
Oh boy. So the program started here at UW Stevens Point way back in 1991. So we've been around for more than 3 decades. It grew out of a conference that was taking a look at why women were underrepresented in outdoor activities that were traditionally dominated by men, like hunting and fishing. And with a little digging around and trying to identify barriers to women's participation, a group came up with the idea that education was a barrier. Women had no place to go to learn these things that they felt was a safe and welcoming environment. So the very first Becoming an Outdoors Woman workshop was created, and over 100 women attended, and then it just took off from there.
Talk about the courses you offer. What's available?
We do 2 big weekend-long workshops up at Treehaven Field Station, which is sort of halfway between Tomahawk and Rhinelander. And there are over 20 different classes offered at each of those. So women get to pick 4. The classes are sort of equally divided between fishing and boating, hunting and shooting. And then the last third is anything and everything you can think of to do in the outdoors, like photography, wildlife ecology, camping, kayaking. Sometimes we put hammocks up in trees and people sleep in the trees at night. So there's something for everyone.
How do you choose which subjects to focus on?
Sometimes it's based on what instructors are available. Sometimes it's based on what the time of year is. For instance, we do a winter workshop where we've got ice fishing, snowshoeing, cross-country skiing. It can be dictated by what part of the state we're in. Because we do things like charter fishing on Lake Michigan. So moving around the state to try to create opportunities for people who might not be able to drive all the way up north.
What are you hearing from participants? What kinds of success stories are they sharing with you?
We do hear from a lot of women after the fact, like literally have said, this program has changed my life. Maybe one story is a gal came to a program and took canoeing because she was specifically afraid of water after having been involved in a water accident. And she said that we had really given her something back in her life, helped her get over that fear and get the confidence to do that. And then she could continue doing those activities, outside of the program with friends on her own. So those are some of the success stories.
What does it feel like to you personally when you see that magic happen and you see the light go on?
It feels like, oh, now I remember why I'm doing this. Because there is a lot that goes into creating these programs, and it happens at a computer, in an office, lots of emails, lots of forms, lots of phone calls. And that seems like a little bit of an irony under the wooden engraved sign that says Becoming an Outdoors Woman. But that's the stuff that has to happen in order to bring it all to fruition. And then when you get a group of people together to have these first-time experiences and step out of their comfort zone and do cool things, it's the rewarding part of the whole job. It's just really cool to see.
How do you ensure that the workshops are accessible and enjoyable for women of all ages and fitness levels, some who might have physical limitations, for example?
We first of all tell them ahead of time if they're looking at our brochures or our website, like we can help you do just about anything, no matter what your physical fitness level is, or your age, or if you have some specific disability. And that could be a physical or a mental disability as well, meaning like a fear of something. So we can prepare things in advance, talk you through it, find out what you need. And, we've gotten elderly people on long hikes and snowshoe hikes and skiing and rock climbing, and we've gotten people who have mobility issues to get out in the field and actually hunt deer. So if there's a way, we can make it happen.
How do you recruit and train instructors that are right for your program?
Sometimes we have participants who really dig in deep with what they're learning and go out and do these things on their own and learn more and come back and say, I really want to help with the program. So participants can become instructors as well.
Over the years that you've been involved in this, have you seen a shift in demographics? Are more women participating in these kinds of activities than they used to?
I think so, particularly in the hunting world. I remember, I didn't start hunting till I was an adult. I was almost 30, so that was a lot of years ago. And it was sort of unusual to, see women in blaze orange or in their camouflage clothes at the gas station. I would oftentimes, get, oh, hey, you're hunting? What are you hunting? Kind of attention just because I was a female. That doesn't happen anymore. I mean, it maybe happens to younger people. I feel like it's not such an anomaly or a curiosity to see women who are out hunting, which is good. This is what, we kind of set out to do, to make it we're all in this together and everybody is welcome. And so I think there has been a shift. I think that it's because of educational programs like Becoming an Outdoors Woman that make it more possible for women to even think about doing these things, to sort of feel like they might want to try, and then to actually get themselves in a place where they can go and do it and be successful.
Peggy Farrell from Becoming an Outdoors Woman, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much.
If you have an idea about something in Central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one online at wpr.org. I'm Shireen Seward from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.